Friends, we have a question today on the issue of forgiveness, one of the great issues in human spiritual evolution. And our friend frames it in reference to Gurdjieff. He has been through fourth way schools and some of what is out there now sharing the fourth way teachings, and states that he has never come across words from Gurdjieff on forgiveness. There is more material out now and more available thanks to the internet, and if you search it, you'll find that indeed there are words from Gurdjieff on these matters, because they are so fundamental. His focus was mostly on awakening, balancing, repairing, healing the inner being so that we could move on to authentic forgiveness, reconciliation, harmony, through our own harmonious development. So the way to answer this question is in the broader sense, and that is this crucial issue of forgiveness. Certainly we know from the teachings of Christ that it is a foundation. And we know that other great masters like Gurdjieff are rooted in those ancient revelations of wisdom from the Christ. So what is said to humanity in those sacred words was also received by individuals like Gurdjieff and assumed. So when such a question is asked, it is necessary to recognize that Gurdjieff did not question the truth and infinite source of the teachings that came through the Christ, but rather presumed that all who would receive his teachings were also immersed in those realities. In other words, it was not necessary to reinvent the wheel. He presupposed that we would all agree with the great truth that we must forgive 7 times 7. Ancient Hebrew mystical numerology stating for all time that forgiveness is critical, that not only must we make that effort, but we must make it forever, again and again and again, beyond all comprehension. In that Hebrew context, the ancient rabbis, educated through the revelations and teachings of Moses and that milieu of deep wisdom, limited forgiveness to 3 times. But for the Christ and that breakthrough of cosmic teaching, of truly divine revelation, those limits were shattered. However, if you study the scriptures, you'll find that there is the qualifier if someone asks for forgiveness. There is a relationship between this infinite forgiveness and the individual who needs to be forgiven asking for forgiveness. That is not to say that we mustn't release and let go, put the baggage down, which is the original meaning of these words, of the word forgiveness. We must release ourselves of the burden of carrying the emotional weight of that repressed feeling of pain and bitterness and all that comes with having been wronged. So that, as we all know, forgiveness is a personal liberation as well as the liberation of another person. And yet there is this qualifier, because in forgiving someone, the healing process must be a two-way street. How can you forgive and have that forgiveness rejected? Nevertheless, you must forgive always. We have a paradox. We have deep spiritual teaching here. So in order to give you an answer that has meat to it, that is practical, let me say what many of you probably know, and that is that forgiveness is not a matter of pretending it didn't happen or forgetting what happened, because some things that must be forgiven are truly horrific and tremendous betrayals and violations of our humanity. So it is not a matter of lightly walking away from something that may have caused tremendous damage. I've had people come to me frequently saying they could not forgive this particular horrific act done to them as children or something like that. But the answer was right there, incarnated in their anguish. By not being able to forgive, they lived 60 years after the event with pain, rage, physical manifestations of their inner distress. And so clearly, as with a child about to touch a hot stove, one wants to say, you must do this for your own well-being. It seems very obvious from the outside. I knew one person who could not let go and developed face cancer on a face aligned with relentless anger over betrayal, to the point where it manifested as cancer. So these are crucial ideas that are not morality or religion or anything like that. They are necessary for our own evolution, for our own connection with our deeper selves. So we must forgive in part to cleanse ourselves and to be able to move on. As modern psychology would let us know very clearly. But there is an even more important reason to engage in forgiveness, and that is to enable the divine mercy to come through us, that we might be able to channel a higher unconditional goodness of which we become the vessel. This is one of the ultimate aims of the human potential. So there comes a point where we must transcend all the specific dynamics of the situations that we are involved with or that have crippled our past, and understand forgiveness as a way of life, a way of being, in which it is no longer just ourselves, the wounded persons, damaged persons even, but we have entered a higher plane, if you will, a higher quality of being, in which our identity is no longer attached to that which was once wounded. And we are now truly a channel of blessing, a benediction in the world, part of the light and peace and goodness that is seeking to manifest, to incarnate in the material realm. This is the transformation that we are talking about. To live as people who are forgiveness itself in the flesh is part of finding your true self. And that dimension, that degree of self-transcendence requires that we move beyond all the specifics, all the individual issues, all the pain, and enter that quality of consciousness that is more than ourselves, more than our history, more than our mistakes, more than the mistakes of others, and links up with, aligns with that which is from beyond. So let there be no question that forgiveness is absolutely essential in every way, as part of our own becoming, as part of our efforts to be transparent to the divine, as the mystics say, to be empty of all of that which needs to be released, put down, to be empty that we may be filled. Filled with what? Forgiveness, mercy, compassion, kindness. These are the building blocks of our spiritual selves, of our spiritual identity, of our union with spirit. So discover that for yourself in every necessary act of forgiveness, knowing that it isn't here and there, but it is always and everywhere. May you find that spaciousness of goodness, that courage and strength to be forgiveness itself in this world, knowing that you, first and foremost, are the forgiven one.